Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a filtered breakdown in Ableton Live 12 for a drum and bass track, and we're doing it the right way, with tension, movement, and arrangement choices that actually support the drop. Now, a filtered breakdown is one of the most reliable ways to reset the energy in DNB without killing momentum. At 174 BBM, the track moves fast enough that even small changes can feel huge, so the goal is not to make everything quiet. The goal is to keep the listener locked in while the section breathes. We're going to design an 8-bar breakdown using stock Ableton devices, then arrange it so it flows naturally back into the drop. And the big idea here is simple: use the same sound world as the drop, just stripped back, filtered, and reshaped. First thing, organize your session or arrangement into clear lanes. Keep your drums, bass, atmospheres, and FX, and transition elements separated. If you're in arrangement view, mark out an 8-bar section for the breakdown and place locators so you can jump back and forth between the breakdown and the drop quickly. That comparison is important, because you don't want to design the breakdown in isolation. You want to hear how it functions as part of the full track. Next, don't reach for a random pad or generic wash. Build the breakdown from a source that belongs to the tune. That might be your main reese, a bass stab, or a resampled version of your drop bass. In Ableton, Waveeditable and Operator are both great for this. If you're starting from scratch, go with a saw or square-based sound with a little unison and subtle movement. If your drop already has a strong bass tone, even better, resample that and use it as the foundation. This is important from a teacher's point of view. The breakdown should reveal the identity of the track, not escape from it. If your drop is aggressive and distorted, let the breakdown hint at that same character. If your tune is darker and more mechanical, the breakdown should feel like a colder version of the same system. Now let's shape the tone. Drop auto filter onto the bass group or the resampled audio, and start closing the sound down with a low pass filter. A low pass 12 or 24 is usually the move here. Set the cutoff fairly low at the start, then automate it over the 8 bars so it gradually opens up. A good starting range might be around 180 Hz up to a few kilohertz, depending on how exposed you want the section to feel. Add a touch of resonance so the filter has some character. You don't want it to whistle or scream unless that's a deliberate effect, but a little resonance can make the breakdown feel vocal and alive. If the source feels too clean, add some saturator before or after the filter to bring out harmonics. That gives the filter something interesting to work with. And here's a workflow tip worth remembering: map the cutoff to a macro if you can. That way you can move the filter across space, noise, and atmosphere layers together. In a real session, that's a huge time saver, and it also helps the breakdown feel like one performance instead of a bunch of disconnected automation lanes. Now, let's talk about sub. This is where a lot of people go wrong. They cut the sub completely and the section falls apart. In DNB, the low end carries memory. Even if the sub is reduced, the listener should still feel the weight of the track. So instead of deleting the sub, reduce it intelligently. You can automate the sub volume down by 6 to 12 dB, or use EQ8 to take out the low end from the filtered layer while keeping a dedicated sub lane underneath. Another good option is to keep a very soft signed sub playing quietly in the background. The point is, you want less sub, not no sub, unless you're replacing it with another low-frequency element like a rumble or a low Atmos bid. For the groove, keep the drum identity alive with break edits, ghost percussion, and chopped fragments. A filtered breakdown in drum and bass still needs motion. You can slice a break to a MIDI track, use simpler in slice mode, or just arrange chopped audio by hand. Even a simple ghost snare on 2 and 4, low-passed or reversed, can do a lot of work here. The trick is to leave enough space for the bass movement to breathe. If the break is too busy, the section gets cluttered. If it's too empty, it loses identity. So think in layers of attention. What is the listener following right now? Is it the bass filter? Is it the chopped break? Is it the texture? Pick one main idea and let the other elements support it. A light drum bus on the break group can help glue things together. Keep the drive modest, just enough to add weight and grit. If your hats start getting harsh, clean them up with EQ8 around the upper mids. Remember, the breakdown should feel alive, but not louder than the drop waiting behind it. Now let's add atmosphere. This is where you create space, depth, and tension. Use a noise sample, a reversed cymbal, a field recording, or even a resampled texture from your own bass chain. Then process it with auto filter, echo, and reverb. Keep the reverb controlled. You want atmosphere, not a washed-out cloud that steals the energy. A good mindset here is this: The atmosphere should support the main event, not become the main event. If the breakdown is supposed to feel dark and claustrophobic, keep the ambience narrower and more focused. If the track is a bit more emotional or liquid-leaning, you can open it up a little more. But either way, make sure it still sounds like part of the same tune. Now we build the energy curve. Don't leave the breakdown static. Give it two stages. In the first four bars, think release. Lower the bass. Reduce the drums. Keep the atmosphere moving, and let the listener get a breath. In the last four bars, think rebuild. Open the filter gradually, bring back a little more percussion. Increase the tension, and start hinting at the return. This is where automation becomes a performance. In Live 12, it can be really effective to record some of your moves in real time instead of drawing every curve perfectly. Slight imperfections can make the breakdown feel human and musical, which is especially useful in a genre as mechanical and precise as DNB. You can automate cutoff on both the bass and atmosphere layers. You can also bring echo feedback up slightly toward the end, or increase reverb, wetness for a moment before pulling back into the drop. Just be careful not to let the transition section become the loudest part of a song. Its job is to prepare impact, not compete with it. For the return to the drop, keep it clean. In DNB, the best transitions are usually tight and controlled. You might use a one-bar snare fill, a reverse crash into a sub-hit, or even a short near silence before everything slams back in. That little negative space can be massive. A really effective move is to preview the drop rhythm in the last bar, but keep the filter partially closed. That way the listener gets a taste of what's coming without fully getting it. It makes the real drop feel bigger when it lands. Once your transition is in place, do the most important test. Play the breakdown straight into the drop. Ask yourself, does the breakdown feel like a real reset, or just a dip in energy? Does the drop hit harder because of what came before it? Is the low end clear when the full section returns? Are the textures getting in the way of the snare? If something feels cloudy, clean up the 200 to 500 Hz range. If the low end is messy, mono it and simplify it. If the reverb tail is too long, shorten it. If the breakdown feels lifeless, add a bit more groove through chopped breaks or ghost hits. Small, precise moves usually beat giant effect stacks every time. Here's a pro tip. If you want this to sound more serious and unified, resample the breakdown chain. Record the filtered bass or even the whole breakdown boss to a new audio track, then chop it, reverse it, and process it as a texture layer. That often sounds more cohesive than leaving everything live and separate. Also, try a little controlled instability. A tiny bit of pitch drift on an Atmos layer, a subtle auto pan on noise, or a slightly random start point in Simpler can make the breakdown feel more alive. Just keep it subtle. The goal is movement, not chaos. And if you want to level up the arrangement, think in phrases. Maybe bars 1 and 2 are sparse and dry. Bars 3 and 4 bring in more movement. Bars 5 and 6 restore the groove, and bars 7 and 8 peak into the transition. That's a clean arc, and it's easy for the listener to follow. So to recap, a strong filtered breakdown in drum and bass is about controlled tension. Keep the track's identity intact. Reduce the sub without destroying the weight. Maintain a ghost of the groove, and use automation to shape a real energy curve. Build the breakdown from the same sound world as the drop, then make the return precise enough that the drop lands with real force. If you want, I can also turn this into a shorter voiceover version or a more detailed step-by-step narration with exact Ableton device moves.